In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello to all you ex-hippies out there. We're back.
We are.
Boy, it's been a crazy, crazy time, hasn't it?
It has. Oh, that COVID-19 just changed the world.
I know. It's, you know what? And I'm sick of it.
I am too.
I'm sick of it.
I'm glad we're back in the studio again.
It feels good to be back, doesn't
it? Now distance yourself, dear. This is the only way I can get 6 feet away from you.
Anyway, welcome back again to our 27-minute love-in.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Get your granny glasses on. Put a flower in your hair.
And we do have flowers now. It's springtime.
And most of them are growing in my lawn.
Yeah, they're yellow, all yellow.
Aren't they pretty?
Oh, yeah, until they turn white and fluffy.
Jump into your, just like your hair right now, dear.
Shut up. Oh, you got your hair done yesterday. Oh, boy, so you look good. I can't go because of my broken ankle.
Jump into your Volkswagen bus and follow us back to the 60s or wherever the heck we're going. I have no idea. Okay, you got the first song, dear.
I know I do. And Petula Clark introduced this song on the Ed Sullivan Show, broadcasted on February 27th of 1966. The single peaked at number 11 on March 26th of that year on the Billboard Hot 100 and reached number 2 on Billboard Easy Listening Survey. Here's A Sign of the Times.
Well, my first song is by the Beatles, who, coincidentally, They also premiered on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, they did? Oh, they did. I remember.
That was a really big shoe.
That was a really, really long show. Time ago.
Yes. It was released on their 1966 album, Yesterday and Today. It is known for its dual guitars by Harrison and McCartney, and it peaked at number 41 on the Billboard Top 10. How about what?
Where was it really? You don't even know.
Yes, it was. It was number 41.
On the Billboard Top 10.
Exactly. Okay. Here's And Your Bird Can Sing. Tweet, tweet.
Don't tweet me.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
This is me, Millicent. I'm 5, but my sister is beautiful, especially on telephones. It's Tom, darling, helloing from the airport, and I'll see you in 30 minutes. We instantly go wild and peek at our frizzle-frazzle hair ends. Everything depends on the ends, the vital beauty inch. When the ends dry, hair flies, and we get the wispies. See? Our vital beauty inch becomes absolutely revived with Suave. Suave's first name is Aline Curtis. Suave lotion is so light, so non-greasy, just a kiss, silkens every strand. Suave revives our vital beauty inch, so hair behaves shiny, gorgeous, all over. Your hair will be lovely with Suave. Aline Curtis Suave Lotion, or... For extra dry hair, Suave Cream Concentrate.
You know, one thing good about that commercial, you can't tell that was an adult doing a child's voice at all.
Yeah.
They did a very good job
on that.
They did
do. They covered it.
Didn't they, though?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, my next song was first recorded by Dionne Warwick in the fall of 1962 and was the B-side of her single, This Empty Place. Dusty Springfield, who had heard the Warwick album track recorded this song in January of 1964. It reached number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 that year. Enjoy, wishing and hoping.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charm. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. Do the things he likes to do.
and bring, planning and dreaming, his kisses will start. That won't
My next song was composed, believe it or not, by Jerry Goffin and Carol King.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Carol King sang with somebody?
Well, wait till you hear this song. You wouldn't think that she would, you know, compose a song like this. Anyway, it was recorded as a 1966 hit single by The Animals. Okay?
Okay.
And it peaked at number 12 on the Billboard Top 10.
Oh, my God.
It did.
I wonder how good this song is going to be.
Enjoy. Don't bring me down.
Just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. Then troubles are easy to rise above.
No, 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 I beg you. Oh, no.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
This Billboard Hot 100 song hit number 6 in 1967. It was written by Sonny Bono and recorded by Sonny and Cher. Listen to The Beat Goes On.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing, uh-huh. Jeannie Bopper is our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a-going fast all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
This next song was released in 1966 by the Yardbirds. It featured dual lead guitars by Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page, and it peaked at number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Wow, that's real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Crank it up to 11 and listen to Happenings 10 Years Time Ago.
Time ago.
Congratulations.
What?
You've done all the songs that I can't stand.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know where you find these things.
Oh, it's not easy. It's my I go into my own personal best collection here.
Congratulations. You won.
Thank you.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's School of Assertiveness Training. Remember, if you simply cannot say no to anybody, then one of our highly paid salespeople wants to talk to you.
I like that one. Well, here's a song that was recorded by the Buckinghams and reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in February of 1967, becoming the first number one single within the new calendar year and remaining in the top position for 2 weeks straight.
Wow.
Here's Kind of a Drag.
Baby, don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue. Oh, listen to what I've got to say.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.